AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A strong 6.7 aftershock hits Nepal as plane loads of aid, plus doctors and relief workers from neighboring countries arrive after more than 1,900 people were killed by yesterday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake, which also destroyed roads and bridges as well as homes and historical buildings. The AP's Monika Naqvi reports from New Delhi. Doctors and others are scrambling to help the thousands hurt.
The hospitals are quite overwhelmed, though there is medical aid available to injured people. But the hospital system is quite overwhelmed and they're running out of supplies. There's no power. Soon there are fears that they will be running out of water.
People from Nepal and the U.S. are frightened for families and friends. Monika Bond spent most of the day yesterday waiting.
So it's kind of like sad and frustrating at this point to keep on waiting for them to call me and give the information. But yes, I have been able to talk to them a couple of times, and it's really sad, but they are holding together.
The quake triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, tons of ice and snow crushing part of a base camp full of climbers, guides, and others. At least 17 people are dead, including Google executive Dan Fredenberg. Small bands of people broke away from other protesters to smash windows, loot, and rob in Baltimore yesterday, as the others peacefully protested the police custody death of Freddie Gray. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the police were told to protect the demonstrators.
We tried to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on. We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well.
Police say a dozen people were arrested because of the violence. At least six people are dead, killed in a pair of car bombings in and near Baghdad today. This is AP Radio News. Coast Guard continues the search for four people missing since a thunderstorm capsized a number of boats sailing in a race yesterday on Alabama's Mobile Bay. Randy Rutledge tells WKRG-TV he and his wife are in the water for 2 hours.
I had no choice but to hang on to that cushion and make it because I had to find her.
One person is dead. Another man was rescued last night during the search. The Obama administration releases a 2009 report on warrantless surveillance.
The basics of the NSA program had already been declassified, but the report includes some new details about the secrecy surrounding it. The program allows the NSA to hunt for communications between terrorists abroad and U.S. residents. Critics argue it has not proven to be an effective counterterrorism tool. The Patriot Act surveillance law runs out in about a month. There is work going on to try to put together a reform version of the Patriot Act. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.